Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we've been taking your questions and your calls, and one of you asked about these UV light little contraptions where you put your masks or you put your cell phone or you put things under them, and it's supposed to kill germs and hopefully kill COVID. And so we've been using UV light in many hospital settings. But the FDA today has said, nah, there might be more risks than benefits. Now, let's just quickly review some of the UV stuff because a lot of people are confused. Okay, so we're talking about the UVC lamps or the UVC lights, meaning it's for the UV rays that are demarcated with the C. There's UVA and there's UVB. So UVA, ultraviolet radiation, A, goes all the way. These are rays that come in from the sun through the atmosphere, will go all the way deep down into your skin. They'll cause wrinkles, they'll cause aging. So that's UVA. UVB usually just gets down to the epidermis and it can cause burning. So UVB, B for burn. So if there's any students listening, that's how I remember it. UVA, A goes all the way. UVB burns. UVC, I remember saying, see ya. UVC, the wavelengths are too short to usually hit our body. So most of us don't really get UVC, from what I understand, because I think the atmosphere usually absorbs most of it. But there has been some research looking at using UVC and its ability to possibly kill bacteria and viruses and, you know, maybe fungi and other pathogens if we use it in a concentrated form. Well, now we have these products out there saying they're UVC, 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 and so people are using them. And, you know, what I find very interesting, and I don't ever discredit people, you know, for trying to take matters into their own hands. I get it. Sometimes we could be doing more harm than good. But unfortunately, you know, when it came to COVID, we really weren't given a lot of good information. We were told at first, nah, no masks. The masks aren't going to help. And some of them were even blatant about that advice, saying, look, we need the masks for the healthcare workers. So, guys, you don't need them. They don't even work anyway. So we went from that, when COVID was starting to devastate countries, the world, to now, you have a mask mandate. You get in trouble if you're not wearing a mask. Your business gets fined if you're not wearing a mask. And so when you have that sort of pendulum swing and that kind of hypocrisy going, wait a second, you told us they don't work. And you told us you wanted us to save the masks. You didn't want to basically say, look, masks might help, but we have to, you know, save the healthcare workers and, you know, essential workers and things like that. I mean, I would have been fine with you saying that directly, but that's not what was originally said. So there's not a lot of faith when we hear from the government, okay, you don't need to do something. And now nobody's going to believe it. Now if the government says, you want to, no, the air quality's fine. You don't need to leave. No, nobody's going to believe them. So a lot of people kind of took matters into their own hands going, okay, look, I have a cell phone, I have a mask I need to clean, You know, and if there aren't enough masks, I need to figure out how to re-clean it. I want to be safe from this virus. We're being told that this virus is killing people and hospitals are overflowing with people. And we're seeing bodies being thrown out windows and driven away by Uber. And I don't know what the hell the media said early on. So people are like, and I know I have some friends, they have UVC lamps in their house. They're like, fine, this is what we'll do to keep us safe from COVID. And I worry about that because when people take matters into their own hands and there's a distrust for the government and for science, you just don't know if some people could be putting themselves more at risk. I don't know what the hell that couple was doing with fish drops and hydroxychloroquine. That made no sense. Nobody told them to use fish, you know, fish aquarium cleaner to protect themselves, and people tried to blame Donald Trump for that one. But when people take matters into their own hands, it's an issue. So as we're looking at UV light and these UV lamps, FDA says there's a limited amount of knowledge about the effectiveness when it comes to inactivating the novel coronavirus, and in fact, the lamps have potential to do harm. They say the effectiveness of UVC lamps in inactivating the SARS-CoV virus is unknown because there is limited published data about the wavelength, dose, radiation of UVC radiation required to inactivate the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So finally, somebody's saying, look, guys, we really don't have a lot of studies on this. Now, that's not to say it doesn't work. Maybe it does work. Maybe those of you have tried it, some like, wow, you know, this is working. You know, just like, you know, some people who had tried marijuana on their kids with seizures, they're like, wow, it's kind of lowering seizures. I mean, it really took anecdotal evidence for us to finally get a pharmaceutical that used cannabis, you know, for very severe seizures like Dravet syndrome. But on the flip side, I don't like there being radiation. I don't like people, you know, misusing it. So let's say somebody touched the surface and they're like, you know what? I can't use hand sanitizer because I have eczema. I'm just going to stick my hands under this UVC box. I wouldn't urge that. One of you had asked about the UV for the gel to do your gel nails. I don't like the UV. I like the LED. There are LED lamps or ways to do your gel nails. I would not expose myself to any more UV radiation than is necessary. I think we do need to go outside every now and then. I do think we need to get our vitamin D activated. I think we need to be able to get some. I think there's a lot of benefits from the sun and being outside, but because of cancer and cancer scare, I would not purposely expose myself any more than you have to. And I was one of those people in the 80s that was always outside, you know, when I was younger and I was, you know, really, really untan and I looked pale and I would just bake in the sun. And my mom would say, you need to use some sort of sunblock. And I'm like, well, no, because I don't want to block the sun. I want to get tan. So we'll keep you guys, you know, more posted on that. UVC might be the panacea right now, but for now the FDA is saying hold off. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I live in Las Vegas. Some of you live in New York City. Some of you live in San Francisco and L.A. And, you know, people are asking, how are the big cities doing? And not that Las Vegas is the biggest city, but these are cities that are kind of iconic, that got hit probably some of the hardest whether it was even either COVID infection or by lockdown and economy. And other places are kind of looking to see how we bounce back. Vegas is known to bounce back. New York has resilience, and everybody's like, you know, we're strong, and we got this, and nothing's gonna take us down, and whatever. But the truth of the matter is, and here was one author an op-ed in New York Post said, we've never though had, and he's writing in terms of New York, a shutdown that lasted over 5 months. Not during World War II, not during the middle of the polio epidemic when little kids, including his mother, were going paralyzed or dying. New York City never went through this before. Neither did Vegas. And so you see these headlines going, oh man, you know, prices are going down, and apartments are going down in prices, and people are upset. And there was a report that moving vans in New York City have never been so busy. That moves out of the area has been up 46%. And again, I don't know if that's just one moving numbers, statistics, or if that's representative of the whole city. I don't think we have the facts, the full facts yet. But, you know, for many of us who might live in Iowa or Wisconsin or New Mexico or whatever, we're like, look, it stinks, but we're going to bounce back. We're going to bounce back. But the bigger you are, the harder the fall. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens as these big, companies and institutions and industries try to bounce back. So when you look at what's going on in New York City, a lot of the real estate has been dropping for a lot of reasons. You know, one is a lot of wealthy people left. They're like, well, I don't need this. I really don't have to live here. I could work from, a remote area. And a lot of wealthy people have like a second home somewhere, I guess. So obviously a lot of people in the luxury areas have left. Plus many of the hotels that had to be kind of abandoned or, closed down because of the crisis has been opened up to the homeless population, so they would have a place to stay away from the sweltering heat. But many people who lived near the hotel do not want to live near gatherings of homeless people. Not to mention crime has shot up. So we're seeing properties, right, in New York seeing drops worse than what 9/11 or the Great Recession did. In fact, some are even less than half their original asking price. And they think that the recovery of the market is going to be way, way slower than what we saw after the collapse of Lehman Brothers or 9/11. And crime has just skyrocketed. There's been shooting incidents up 177% last month, murders up 59% for the month, burglaries rising 31%. So, there's people saying, I don't have to live here, especially if I could work remote. But then we look at, okay, so working remote, what does that mean? Well, all those businesses that relied on foot traffic. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in New York during, the mid-morning or lunch rush. I mean, there's people everywhere. They're eating outside. They're getting sun. They're feeding the birds. They're doing some last-minute shopping. The city is bustling. Well, if people still aren't at work or they're working from home, then all those places that were kind of located around work and businesses start going under. And there's a ripple effect. And in residential areas, you don't usually have a lot of space for businesses. And so people are going to have to maybe move more towards delivery but a lot of times the business districts are the business districts. That's what they are. It doesn't really make a lot of financial sense to try to deliver food. And waiting for somebody to hopefully call you for delivery doesn't happen. Most people are like, I'll just whip something up, or I'll just go downstairs and go to the place across the street. So you have many people kind of starting to say that New York City is quote unquote dead forever. Now, I don't think it's that, but a writer had written that one of his friends had kind of described New York City as this. In the last week, I watched a homeless person lose his mind and start attacking random pedestrians, including spitting on, throwing stuff at, and swatting. I've seen several single parents with a child asking for money for food. And then when somebody gave them food, tossed the food right back at them. I watched a man yell racist slurs at every single race of people while charging, then stopping before going too far. And worse, he said, I've been living in New York City for about 10 years. It has definitely gotten worse and there's no end in sight. My favorite park is Madison Square Garden Park, and a month ago, a 19-year-old girl was shot and killed across the street. I don't know. I don't think I have an answer, but I do think it's clear. It's time to move out of New York City. I'm not the only one who feels this way either. In my building alone, the rent has plummeted almost 3%. More people are moving away than ever before, so it's not goodbye yet, but a lifelong New Yorker is thinking about it. So I think businesses are going to eventually reopen. I think the police are going to probably be restored. I think people are going to be upset, you know, and say, look, you know, we need, you know, we need, you know, law enforcement. So I think that pendulum is going to swing. But what I don't think is going to change is the idea of people wanting to work from home. And unfortunately, drops in real estate are enough to throw us into major recessions. We talked about this, and we predicted that commercial real estate is going to be in big trouble. We talked about people working from home. This happened before COVID. We just didn't think it would happen this quickly. So companies didn't have time to slowly react or convert or maybe use up their lease. You have people thinking, look, working remotely is not going to probably happen until 2025. Well, no, here we are within days of, you know, the coronavirus outbreak being pretty rampant. People have to be forced to have their workers online. And I see a lot of people trying to get their workers back because there's not a lot of productivity from some people. There's people on the clock, but jobs aren't. Excuse me, maybe not getting done. Projects are kind of being slow. People are kind of working between their kids and trying to deal online. And so you have a lot of employers frustrated, and you're going to kind of see new ways to monitor people's working. You know, I mean, before I would just sit there and, you know, if I worked with my boss next to me, I'd be like talking to my boss, showing my boss what I'm doing. And boy, would I not be on the phone, and I'd be, you know, looking like I'm working. Well, now it's, you know, people are on their phone. I mean, even online learning. These kids are on their phone. They're Snapchatting. They're Instagramming. You know, all rules are out the door. Well, what's also going to be interesting is what are going to be the lawsuits? Will lockdowns happen again? Well, it's all going to depend on the lawsuits and how successful they are. So over 100 New York City restaurants have announced plans to sue the city over the indoor dining freeze. A group of 100 restaurant owners from Brooklyn and Staten Island have banded together to launch a class action lawsuit against the city for its refusal to allow indoor dining. That's according to the New York Post. The restaurateurs argue that the city has met the same metrics as the rest of the state to keep COVID infections rate low, yet New York City is the only area of the state to be excluded from allowing indoor dining at a reduced capacity. Now, the news follows a press conference hosted by the New York Hospitality Alliance earlier this week where restaurants demanded a plan from the city for clarity on when indoor dining could be allowed. New York City restaurants are currently only able to do takeout, delivery, or outdoor dining, and that's supposed to end by October 31st. A restaurant can't survive on only takeout, delivery, and outdoor dining, especially when it's hot and humid. On Thursday, the mayor refused to provide a timeline for return to indoor dining, citing health concerns, echoing concerns outlined by Governor Andrew Cuomo. This was a day earlier about the population and density of New York City being factors to worry. 1,500 gym owners in the city previously filed a class action lawsuit to force the city to allow businesses to reopen. The city later announced that gyms could start reopening in September. So I am intrigued by how the courts are going to take this. Right now, what protects all government entities and all of these rules is, well, it's a public health crisis. But where lawyers can find holes in it is you treating one company different from another. And it all depends on the judge. If the judge says, no, New York City is condensed, so you can't have people inside a restaurant doing, you know, social distancing, yeah, you know, then the case doesn't go anywhere. But if you have a judge going, you're right, you guys were going to still do social distancing inside, just like a doctor's office does, just like a hospital does, just like other places do, so then why can't you open? So it'll be really, really interesting, because depending on how successful the lawsuits are, will also depend on if they're going to close this down again. 1-877-DOT-FELLY.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Postal Service will deliver every ballot and process every ballot in time.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testifying before a Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. The Postmaster General continues by debunking the conspiracy theories put out by Democratic politicians, including Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
There has been no changes in any policies with regard to election mail for the 2020 election.
The Democratic National Convention is a wrap, with Joe Biden accepting the nomination for president. Biden promised to protect America and overcome this season of darkness, pointing to the coronavirus pandemic and economic crisis. And Steve Bannon is pleading not guilty to federal charges alleging he defrauded donors of the We Build the Wall project. This is USA Radio News. Forecasters are keeping an eye on two tropical storms. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Weather forecasters say two tropical storm systems could make landfall in the United States at just about the same time next week. Tropical Depression 13, currently in the Atlantic Ocean, about 300 miles east of Antigua. Tropical Depression 14, about 30 miles off the coast of Honduras in the Caribbean. Both systems have sustained 35-mile-an-hour winds and are expected to strengthen as they head towards the U.S. mainland.
Sales of previously owned homes surged in July as low interest rates and a desire for more space amid the pandemic boosted home buyer demand. Existing home sales rose almost 25% in July from June to a seasonally adjusted rate of 5.86 million, the highest rate since December 2006. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Gilead Pharmaceuticals has produced Remdesivir. And Remdesivir has been a very promising medication being used throughout this whole COVID pandemic. It has been kind of on the forefront of a lot of treatments we do in the hospital. Patients, if they have severe COVID, will be given not only oxygen and steroids, but Remdesivir, Zithromax, maybe zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, aspirin, or maybe not aspirin, but blood thinners, We talked about Zithromax and Remdesivir is the antiviral that that seems to have been kind of one of the first used. It was spoken of at the same time we learned about hydroxychloroquine. And hydroxychloroquine got a lot of attention when Trump began to talk about it, and then all of a sudden it got a lot of debate and criticism. And then some studies that show that hydroxychloroquine might have had some cardiac risks. And so when they said that some people were actually dying of fatal arrhythmias with it, America kind of abandoned hydroxychloroquine. Not entirely. I hear some people are still getting it because some doctors really believe in it. And some people have sworn that it helped them. Well, sometimes the more you study something, you know, the more negative reviews it gets, okay? And we have to. I mean, we have to be thorough with these medications. But one particular study, and I think it came out of China. I don't know. I need to look up who did the study. But there's a report where they don't know if remdesivir is ideal for like mild to moderate cases. And in some cases, they didn't really see it lower the death rate. They did this trial where they did a 5-day dose, they did a 10-day dose, and then they did a, and then they didn't use remdesivir. And they found that even though for severe patients, remdesivir did help with the 5-day dose, by 6 days compared to 10, it really wasn't significantly, significant, they said, and statistically significant. And they also found that they didn't see much change with the death rate between like the 10-day dosing of remdesivir and no dosing. Now, again, I usually these studies I like to kind of tear apart a little bit because I would need to know who's the one that wrote them. You know, was there some secondary gain? Was it a big enough study? Because I'm telling you right now, you know, I'm seeing remdesivir used and, you know, we're seeing patients get out of the hospital. We're seeing patients, you know, do pretty well. And, you know, so whatever regimen they're getting, whether it's the steroids, whether it's the antibiotic, whether it's the zinc, whether it's the vitamin D, C, whatever, oxygen, the blood thinners or the remdesivir, something's working. Just like there's a lot of us that believe that hydroxychloroquine does probably have a use. So take that with a grain of salt when you see this, but, my position has never really changed with COVID. I believe it's different strokes for different folks. That you have some people, they get COVID, nothing happens to them. Or, you know, it's just, you know, ain't nothing but a chicken wing. And then you have others where they go into cytokine storm. They get huge inflammatory reaction, gook building up in the lungs, blood clots, and they just get consumed. And so I really think, and I like the way homeopathy does things. You know, I like the way where we kind of identify who the patient is. We're starting to do this a lot. We're starting to do more precision genetic testing on people to see if they're the type of person who's going to do well with a statin or not do well with a statin or do well with one type of blood pressure medication or not do, you know, well with blood pressure medication. We're very different people. We're built very different. We all have different genes. And so I think for some of us, remdesivir or hydroxychloroquine is exactly what we need. And then maybe for others, it's not going to do objectively squat. So until we identify which patient type or who something works for, we're going to kind of be in this, well, it works or it doesn't work. But remember, it's different strokes for different folks. How many of you have been on, let's say, an antidepressant and said it changed your life, even though you weren't depressed because it raised your serotonin? And others said, no, it didn't do anything to me. You know, it all depends on what is your makeup, and we don't even understand enough about coronavirus. So the study with remdesivir, thank you for doing it. I think it does give us some information. Maybe it kind of will, you know, now, you know, change the way and maybe alter the way we might look at medication regimens, whether it's 5-day, 10-day, whatever. But again, take with a grain of salt. Another study you need to take with a grain of salt is this L-cysteine for hangover cures. There was a study that came out, a small one, where they had 19 guys. They started with more, but a lot of the women in the study had to leave because of other issues, and I don't know why. But it ended up being 19 dudes drank a crap load of alcohol, I think 1.5 grams per kilogram, so it's a good amount of alcohol. And they did it over a 3-hour period, and then they gave them L-cysteine. Now, L-cysteine is an amino acid that we see in eggs and meat and legumes and seeds. And they found that the stress and anxiety went down after a certain dose, and the headache and nausea went down after a certain dose, whether it was a 600 milligram dose or a 1200 milligram dose. Well, L-cysteine you can get from regular food, and which is why a lot of people, after they drink, they want a lot of protein or eggs, you know, or they can get it over the counter. There's L-cysteine in over-the-counter health supplement section. So, you know, does it mean that's the cure-all? No, it means there was a small study that showed some promise. All right? Take it for what it's worth. Doesn't mean it's the cure-all. Now, what has been touted as the cure-all is contact tracing. And for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So people have said, look, we're going to contact trace. The only way we're going to let this city open up is if we contact trace and we do a good job contact tracing. Well, there's scam artists out there with contact tracing. And there's people calling up. They're getting your personal information. Some of them are even asking for a credit card. They're asking for a credit card. Now, I don't know who would give the credit card over the phone, but you have a lot of people scared. And they might call up saying, look, we are from the government, okay? And it might make themselves sound super official, like we are from the Governor Steve Sisolak Task Force Team in Nevada. We are calling about contact tracing. We need to verify some of your information. You need my birthday? No, unfortunately, that's, you know, common knowledge. We need something like a credit card that's a little bit more private that we could verify. Don't worry, there won't be any charges. Some BS like that. And they're scam artists. They're scam artists. And, you know, it's interesting because many of you have told me that you are not going to give any information to contact tracers. You don't want anybody in your business. You don't want somebody preventing you from going to work. You don't want somebody messing with your wife's work. You don't want to be on a list. And so when I heard that we have this contact tracing, program and, you know, people are, and states are going to really expand on it and they're going to buttress their future COVID strategy based on contact tracing, I'm thinking to myself, how the hell are you going to verify what people are giving you? I mean, I see people get called for a survey, you know, like on Trump or Biden, and they're like, oh, man, that dude's the greatest. Oh, I love him. Yay. And they hang up going, good, now we're going to see the polls wrong. How do you know somebody's going to really tell you the truth? You know, and we opened the show with how you have a lot of people lying about COVID exposure because they want to work. Do you think if a contact tracer called and that person or that person's family member has already used up leave, do you think that person is going to say, yeah, I was really, really close with that person. You know, quarantine shut me down for 14 days. I don't see that. I see we got some really good people out there, real ethical people, but I see the average person saying, nah, I don't even know who you're talking about. Thank you. I got to go. So I don't know how these contact tracers are really getting accurate, solid, good information. But, you know, just like with the mail-in ballots and all that, we're doing the best we can, and we're expecting some sort of fraud. We're expecting some sort of inaccuracies. You know, some of us feel there's going to be enormous inaccuracies. Others are like, you know what, it's statistically insignificant, so we could still do what we're doing. But I really fail to see how contact tracing, you know, is effective. And now that we're getting reports that they're scam artists, do you think the average person is going to, you know, answer their phone and start giving them personal information of their symptoms and where they've been? I mean, we have predators out there. If I had a daughter and somebody called my daughter, let's say I had a 16-year-old daughter, and said, you know, where do you usually go? You know, where have you been in the last 5 days? They're mapping out a whole sort of, you know, map. Anyway, I like contact tracing. I think it is necessary. I just don't see how people are doing it for real and accurately. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please put down your sandwich or anything you're eating because this is probably, this is just crazy. But it's true. I'm not making this up. It's not fake. Apparently, Dutch researchers are looking at breast milk ice cubes or popsicles to help fight COVID. Okay? Flavored. I think they would flavor it. Because breast milk can help pass antibodies, protective antibodies to people. So if you have a woman who had COVID and she's lactating, there should be COVID antibodies in that breast milk. And since in the U.S., the FDA said, you know, we don't have enough evidence on antibody, plasma antibody infusion, you have other researchers going, we don't need the antibodies through the plasma. We could get it from the movies. I've never tasted breast milk, and I really don't intend to. Even if it's flavored, you can make it as chocolatey and put as much Hershey's chocolate syrup in it. I'm not going to drink it. But why popsicles? Why not just get, you know, make everybody like a White Russian or something? Well, the reason why is you need, the antibodies need to be absorbed. See, how kind of the antibodies work with babies is the last 3 months of pregnancy, roughly, the fetus gets antibodies that are kind of, I think even sooner, but, you know, for the most part, the babies kind of build up a lot of their immune system. The fetuses build up their immune system in the last trimester. And then we recommend moms breastfeed because then the kids end up getting some of the antibodies. And the antibodies, I guess, have to be absorbed in mucous membranes. So if you guzzle the milk, it just goes straight down the gullet, into the stomach, acid, eats it up. And antibodies are proteins, and they're delicate. But if you are sucking on something, like an ice cube or a popsicle, I'm not making this up, I'm not making it up, it's disgusting. I'm not saying to do it. If you suck on the ice cube or the popsicle, you are supposedly getting then the COVID antibodies. That UV light thing is looking pretty good right now, huh? Man. So, they're trying. I mean, people are scared. I think, you know, people will buy it. I mean, you know, remember there was women sending chicken pox lollipops through the mail? They were like, my kid had chicken pox. He sucked on this lollipop. Now let your kids suck on the same lollipop to get chicken pox. That's, I think, a felony. You're not really supposed to be transmitting germs through the Postal Service. I know, Postal Service, see, they were on that pretty effectively. I think they got the mail-in ballot voting. I just don't know how they're going to prevent the fraud coming to the Postal Service or the lollipop from coming there. Or now the breast milk ice cube. How do you suck on an ice cube? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, that's disgusting. They say Dr. Van Kulin says it's a strange picture, elderly people drinking breast milk. He said, but it protects against a deadly virus, and we should just get over the embarrassment. I mean, maybe piña colada. I don't know. I mean, I'm a doctor. I shouldn't have a problem with other people's bodily fluids. I mean, a woman gave birth, and the amniotic fluid got all over me and into my mouth. I mean, it happens. I think I'm going to pass on that one. Okay, now, what we're having trouble passing on is all this bad air. So I used to live in Reno, and I'm seeing pictures of Reno and Sparks, and it's dusty. I'm seeing pictures of Northern California. I think we have a total of 26 fires going on currently right now, major wildfires. There's tons of little ones, I think about 77, but I think we have 26 major ones. Up to 62,000 residents have been forced to flee. 131,000 acres are now ignited. All right, from what I understand. And so the air isn't very clean. And I'm in Nevada, and you see the dust. We're even being told that the air quality is not good. So people are calling me going, what should I do? I mean, should we leave? Should we? I'm leaving town this weekend just because it's really, really hot. I mean, I've lived in Nevada most of my life. We're dusty. Nevada has dust and pollution, and so, I mean, I'm not scared, but if you see that I'm out of town, it's because it's hot and I want to get to the beach. And I don't know when the next time the beach is going to close, the next time I'm going to have a chance to do it. We got National Blood Donation Week coming up, so I'm going to hit the beach because I need to cool off. As you can see, I need a little bit of a tan. Need to get some UVA and UVB while using some sunblock. But the air looks bad. You know, we've talked about pollution, carrying coronavirus. We talked about pollution, get into the lungs, putting people at risk for cancer, putting at risk for respiratory disease. I would say if you do have any sort of respiratory illnesses, and I'm getting calls on telemedicine all the time, my asthma's bad. A lot of people from Arizona when they had the Tucson fires, people in Nevada when they had the Mount Charleston fire, and people from California that are coming to Nevada going, I still can't breathe. Look, the air quality quality is going to be bad wherever there's wildfires. Wind will kind of move things. We had a really, really windy day and some rain, and you know, but then did that mean we got now California air coming? You know, it's really interesting. You know, the states really start to become kind of isolationist and anti other states when it comes to our air or our water or people coming in or with COVID. So, you know, now it's like Nevada first, California first. I'm like, wait a second, I thought we were all like, you know, part of the Republic together. So, I'm looking at the pictures of the dust. It looks bad. Now, mind you, many of these pictures you see might be like early morning. You might see, you know, the maritime layer coming in, and you know, you might see the fog, and then with a filter it might look a little brown. But what I'm being told is the air quality isn't that good. So if you have asthma, if you have chronic bronchitis, if you have COPD, if you have any sort of emphysema, if you have allergies, not the best air. Now, some of you have asked, what about your mask? Well, the only mask that might help with pollution is your N95 mask. And most of us don't have those. Most of us just have these little surgical masks, or we have these little surgical masks. Like I've shown you guys, these don't really do much with pollution. I mean, they don't really do a lot with COVID, but they're better than nothing. So an N95 mask technically does filter out those 5 microns, so you might get some sort of filtering with that. But if I were you, I would probably stay indoors. I would make sure you had air filters. I would change out your filters, you know, those ones that you only change out once or twice a year, and then they're full of dust and dirt, and then it falls on the carpet and you don't vacuum up the carpet, and so then the dust is now in the carpet. I would also say dust, you know, vacuum your carpet and change out the bag. I know our bag is like full of dust. You know, change out the bag. You know, we still have pollen around. We still have animals coming in and out the doggy door bringing in dust. we're just around dust. Many of us are coughing, and we're like, it's not the COVID. I'm telling you, it's not the COVID. It's just the bad air quality. But on top of that, if you are fighting COVID, I mean, I know no state's going to want you if you're COVID positive and you're not allowed to go to another state technically with COVID because they don't want you bringing that. But, you know, I mean, if you could isolate in a place where there's better air, I would do that. And we are going to see a shift of people leaving city. We're going to see people leaving the city, going more inland. I mean, I love the ocean. I love water. And so I don't really see myself going too far inland. But you have a lot of people out there saying, look, the Midwest is better air. The Midwest seems to have less COVID. I could work from home in the Midwest. I could have a cheaper house. And there might be less crime, although the Midwest has seen its share of crime as well and has seen its share of tornadoes and things like that. But I think we are going to slowly start to see within this next decade. That should have been one of my predictions that I forgot to put before COVID. But you're going to see people that I think are going to shift away from the high pollution areas. I think a lot of people have gotten a crash course in science. They got a crash course in microbiology. They got a crash course in environmental, you know, studies. And I don't think people like big cities. I don't think people like bad air. I don't think people like other people. And I think we're going to see a big push. We've already seen a huge spike in people buying RVs. We've seen a lot of camping equipment, hiking equipment, a lot of people just heading to the mountains. People are trying to be away from others right now. So, yeah. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.